I know that you probably can't speak, you know, specifically to the former vice president's case, but what I'd like to ask this morning is if you could explain in some simple layman terms what this asymptomatic left bundle branch block is.
Yeah, so a left bundle branch block is essentially when the left side of the heart's conduction system isn't working appropriately. Typically, the heart muscle is activated to squeeze through a series of, you know, electrical pathways on the left and right side. Most people who have an asymptomatic left bundle branch block, they do get evaluated by a cardiologist. And if you truly are asymptomatic, your provider may choose to just do a basic screening like echocardiogram or just keep a close eye on things. Typically, a left bundle branch block by itself would not cause symptoms. The reason your provider might want to do additional testing is because left bundle branch blocks can be associated with coronary heart disease, previous heart attack, and cardiomyopathies that cause heart failure. But commonly in asymptomatic older individuals, it's related to age-related degeneration of the heart's electrical system. And so that typically would require no additional workup. The concern would be is if somebody with a pre-existing left bundle branch block had damage to the other side, the right bundle. In that case, you would have a complete block of the conduction system of the heart. And that could cause dangerously slow heart rates. And that would be an emergency. People would typically present with feeling lightheaded or passing out. And those patients need a pacemaker urgently.
So that is what leads to the pacemaker, is that that further degeneration?
Correct.
Okay, so after the pacemaker is inserted, typically is a recovery, a full recovery, the result?
Yeah, the prognosis is very good after this. You would expect a full recovery. You know, maybe for the first 30 days after the pacemaker is inserted, you would have some restrictions, but that's more related to actually the surgical site and pacemaker site itself as opposed to a primary cardiac reason you would have restrictions. After 30 days, you would expect most people would get back to doing everything they wanted to do before and probably even feel better doing it.
Not speaking to the former vice president's condition here, but just for people in general, as a matter of awareness, symptoms of something like this would be just not feeling well and being faint.
Correct. Generally feeling unwell, frequent lightheadedness. Certainly, if you ever completely lost consciousness, that would be a red flag. Given its association with coronary artery disease, heart attack, and heart failure, if somebody with a left bundle branch block developed chest pain or significant shortness of breath or swelling in the legs, you take that seriously as well.